conference.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Today is day eight of our 40-day sojourn together. By now, you're getting better and stronger. Amen. God has got you going, and you're doing well in your time of spiritual devotion and in your time of fasting as well as prayer. So thank you all for joining us live, and thank you for those who will be listening later to this prayer call. I do have a spiritual vitamin for you, and so we're going to now turn to Hebrews chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12, and I want to read in your hearing verses 7 through 11, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 7 through 11, it reads rather quickly, and I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. It says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who have disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we might share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about embrace the discipline. Embrace the discipline. Beloved, we live in a time when no one wants to endure or embrace anything that challenges our current set of norms. We don't want to be challenged when it comes to change or correction. We don't want to be challenged when it comes to shifting and moving in a different godly direction. That calls for us to embrace being disciplined. Now, growing up, and I don't know if everybody grew up like I did, but growing up, I never liked being chastened. I never liked being corrected or disciplined. But over the years, I've come to realize that the stern talks of my parents and sometimes the firm hand from my father of discipline was my parents' way of imparting love and direction to the child they helped to bring into the world. We may not all agree on the way children should be disciplined, but, however, we must all agree that discipline and correction are always required to bring out the best in us. Listen, sometimes we don't want to embrace it, but you got to embrace being disciplined. We all need discipline, so why not embrace it? So the relevant question this morning is, why should we embrace being disciplined by God? Why should we embrace being disciplined by God? Well, number one, the reason why you must embrace being disciplined by God, because it is an essential part of our relationship with God. It is an essential part of our relationship with God. Look at verses 7 and 8 of Hebrews chapter 12. It says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Embracing the discipline that comes from God is an essential part of our relationship with God. Discipline is an essential part of being called a child of God. See, if you lack discipline, then you lack connection. Because remember, God only chastens, disciplines those whom God loves. So a lack of discipline or a lack of embracing our discipline puts us on the platform toward being illegitimate children. And if we're illegitimate children, then we have no connection with God. If we're illegitimate children, then we have no remorse for the wrongs that we have done. But what is essential is an understanding that when we have a close connection and relationship with God, then we are legitimate children, true sons and daughters of God. Listen, the text tells us that everybody undergoes trials and suffering and discipline that is under the permissive will of God. But how we embrace it determines how we are determined by how we are connected to God. When you have a relationship with God, you will be remorseful for the things you have done. It reminds me of David in Psalm 51, where he was miserable about having sinned against God. And in Psalm 51 and 8, it says, let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed in me rejoice. And verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. Children with a close relationship with God want to course correct because we honor the fact that we are sons and daughters of God. But there's more here, beloved. Not only is it important to embrace discipline because it is an essential part of our relationship with God, but then the second thing is we must embrace discipline because God renews our life. God renews our life. Discipline from God renews our life. Look at verses 9 and 10. It says, moreover, we have all had human fathers who have disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of the spirits? Hallelujah. They disciplined us for a while as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness. Listen, beloved, it is important that God understand that God renews our lives when we embrace discipline. Just as our parents any parent worth their salt corrects their children in love, and we respect them for it, at least we should. Just as earthly parents do this in love, our Heavenly Father does it so that we can live. We can live. Always remember that when you submit to the discipline of God, that God is doing it for our good, that we may share in his holiness. That holiness is a part of what renews our living. Because always remember that our Savior suffered more than we could understand. Not only because he loved us, but so that we can live to share and be a part of God's holiness in the present time and in the future to come. So, beloved, embrace the discipline because it helps to renew our life in the present and in the future when we live eternally with God. We'll get to share in the holiness of the Lord. But then the final thing, beloved, is not only is it important to understand that we must embrace discipline because it's a central part of our relationship with God. Not only should we embrace discipline because he renews our life, but finally, we should embrace discipline or being disciplined because it produces a harvest of righteousness in us. It produces a harvest of righteousness in us. Look at verse 11. Verse 11 of Hebrews 12 says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time. Nobody wants to be chastened. Nobody wants to be disciplined. But, and it may be painful, but later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. All discipline is designed to produce peaceful fruit of righteousness. We're supposed to be producers of the fruit or harvest of righteousness. That's what God requires. It is designed to strengthen our faith and draw us closer to God. When I think about it, this puts me in the mind of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, where he was given a messenger of Satan to buffet him so that he might not be conceited. And it is there that he states and that he understands from God that my grace is sufficient for you. And my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness. So whenever I'm weak due to being disciplined, then I am strong. Why? Because I'm being trained by it. I'm being trained by it. So it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who embrace it and who have been trained by it. So think of our God the Father, think of the Lord as our spiritual trainer who works us through discipline and regimen, pulling out the best in us through discipline and correction in our life. He's our trainer who's working us out through being disciplined and corrected, but the results, the results are there. That's what's happening during this time of fasting and prayer. The results are there through discipline. So embrace the discipline. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the fact that you love us enough to discipline us, to chasten us, to correct us, to allow the trials of life to be used as tools of discipline for us in our walk of faith. Now, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, just like a loving parent would correct their child and discipline them in a way that produces the best out of them, makes the best person of them. So, too, God, you are doing that on a spiritual level for us. So thank you, Lord. Help us to embrace the discipline. Help us to embrace, Lord God, the tough place we might find ourselves in, the periods, Lord God, where the pressing of the trials and tribulations seem overwhelming, but when we embrace what you allow, Lord, we grow stronger in you. we become more disciplined individuals, and therefore, Lord God, can be valuable for the kingdom based upon our relationship with you. God, we love you, we adore you, we bless you, we honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, God is strengthening you and keeping you even right now. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Day 8, embrace the discipline.